Well, certainly it's a time when we're seeing ever-increasing pressures, and I think one of the big things in Kent is that we did secure good financial support from central government. We actually got the biggest allocation of money for basic need. The money came through or was announced this time last year, or just over a year ago. And that was, partly as a result that we could demonstrate, and we lobbied very hard on this, we could demonstrate that there was very strong need for additional school places in Kent, and we put that case to government, and I'm delighted the government listened. And we've worked very closely with our schools, with those who are providing the new schools as well, to ensure that there are more places available, and that's worked out extremely successfully.
Presumably no resting on your laurels. I mean, given the warning, especially that we read in the Observer yesterday, all the big shortages forecast, what's the plan for going forward as far as Kent's concerned?
Well, it is essentially to continue what it is that we've been doing. So we have further plans for continuing expansion in the next few years. It is a challenge, and part of the challenge actually is that so far, most of what we've seen is in the primary sector, and that's obviously what we're talking about today. But we are actually increasingly seeing numbers come through, and we're just starting to see this, and we'll see it much more over the next few years, in the secondary schools as well. So we will need to continue to work with schools to deliver this. But we are, nonetheless, pleased in what's been achieved so far and confident that we can continue to deliver well on this.